Well, hello. It's a bright sunny morning in St. James Church, which means I'm tucked away in the corner of the church because it was the only place I could get decent light to record this. I've got a game for you to begin with. If there are three or more people in your household, you can play the game, otherwise you're going to have to adapt the rules. And one person has to be the referee and the others the contestants. You're going to need a waste paper bin, and you're either going to need some coloured balls like this one, different colours, or better still, you're going to need some scrunched up pieces of coloured paper, or you could use socks if you want instead, but they'll need to be rolled up. And again, you need different colours, one for each of the contestants. So these are stones. They may not look like it, but that's what they are. And the contestants need to sit an equal distance from the bin, and then the referee reads the Bible passage that we've been reading, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Or you can go back in the service and listen to it again, but you're going to have to start freeze it every now and then if you do that. As the passage is read, when the contestants hear a word involving rock or stone, they leap up, rush to the bin, and throw their stone into the bin. And depending on your room, you'll have to decide whether you allow throwing from distance, depending on ornaments and things like that. The referee decides whose stone was in the bin first, and then you create a little pile of stones, or technically a cairn, and whoever's got the most, with the winning stones, whoever's got the most is the winner at the end, and the loser can wash up after lunch. Then you can keep your little pile of stones together as a reminder of the excitement that you had playing this game, but also what we're going to think about in our Bible passage. We were reading from the first letter of Peter. And remember that Peter was not his real name. His real name, his birth name, was Simeon, that is Simon. But Jesus gave him a nickname, which in their language was Cephas, and we translate it as Peter. And the nickname stuck. And the Bible tells us that Peter means rock or stone, and we get it in words like petrified, turned to stone. And by my count, in this passage, this short passage that we read from Peter's first letter, he uses stone or something like it 8 times. And I can imagine Peter writing those words, chuckling into his beard with that play on words on his own name. Well, we'll look at how Peter uses this picture of the stone in 2 different ways in this passage. And then we'll see 2 ways, different ways, in which people responded to Jesus. So the first picture is just stone or rock. And remember that not only had Jesus called Peter, Peter, the rock, but he said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." But in these verses, Peter is, as it were, turning the tables. And he's describing Jesus as the stone. In verse 6, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious." Now, a cornerstone was a bit different to a foundation stone. It would be laid first, and then the lines of that stone were used to shape the rest of the building, which would be built around it and onto it. And of course, it's just a picture, and this word of the stone, the rock and so on, it gets used in different ways in the Bible. Jesus uses it about building on his teaching. Paul uses it to talk about the church being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ as its chief cornerstone. But the common thing in all those is that in some way we're built on Christ, around Christ. He is the solid rock on which we build. And he's also, as this image implies, the one who gives the line, the meaning, the shape to our lives. But Peter is also showing us that this is not something that we are as individuals, because we're being built together. So verse 5, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Now, if your house has one stone, even if it's a big stone, it's not much of a house. It's not a house at all." And when Jesus calls us to follow him, to believe and to trust in him, he is not calling us to be lonesome stones. We are to be part of his people, to be part of this spiritual house. And that means that as Christians, we belong together with others. And we must do all that we're able to do to live that out. Now, of course, at this present time, it's a bit difficult because we can't meet together in person. But meeting together is something that we should do if we're able, because we're being built together in Christ. And Christ is the cornerstone. So Christ is what makes it his building, the church. If Christ is not the cornerstone or the foundation, then whatever it is that we're building is not his spiritual house. It is not the church. Well, the second picture that Peter uses, the second picture that Peter uses is of living stones. And this is how he describes Jesus in verse 4, a living stone. It's the sort of picture the Bible writers love. You've got this solid stone, hard and unmoving and so on, but it is oozing with life and vitality. It is a living stone. And think about the great pyramids in Egypt. They're majestic buildings, but they're tombs. They are built around a decayed corpse. They are monuments to death. But Christ, the cornerstone, is a living stone. He is the one who gives life, eternal life, to people who come to him. And so the people he is building into a spiritual house are therefore also living stones. Verse 5 again, you yourselves like living stones being built up as a spiritual house. So the stones in this spiritual house have been made alive. And we're made alive when we are born again of the Holy Spirit through faith in Christ. But therefore, let me ask you, what sort of stone are you? Without Christ, without turning to him and trusting him, in him, you can't be a living stone, because he's the one who gives life. And he calls us to come to him and have life. But he also calls us to be part of the spiritual house, not a lonesome stone, but part of the people that he's creating. And we're to be living stones. And in fact, we're to be growing stones. That's what Peter is writing about in verse 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. So when you come to faith in Christ, you don't stop. You must grow. And odd as it therefore might sound, you are living stones and growing stones. So are you living? Are you growing? Well, then very briefly, you see also here that Peter writes about two different responses to Jesus, that he was rejected and accepted. And he sums it up in verse 4. Jesus, the living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Now we're called to accept Jesus. And when we do that, we ourselves become acceptable to God. That's what verse 5 is about. But God is, Jesus is acceptable to God, and he is precious to God. And when we come to Christ, he should be precious to us too. A precious stone, far more precious than any gem or anything like it that this world could offer. But Peter also writes about Jesus being rejected. And remember, Peter was there. He saw that happen. And he quotes from the Old Testament, remembering some of the things that Jesus had said, that he would be rejected in accordance with the scriptures. And so Jesus is the cornerstone, but many would stumble over that stone and so reject him. And when Jesus came, what you see is many people who were earnestly looking to build God's kingdom, but they ended up rejecting the cornerstone because he wasn't what they expected. He wasn't what they wanted, and they wouldn't believe and trust in him. And Peter says that they disobeyed the word as they were destined to do. But in verse 6, the contrast, whoever believes in him, in Christ, will not be put to shame. So Jesus is the cornerstone, the living stone. Many reject that stone and so reject his life, and they stumble and fall. But by faith in him, when we accept him and trust in him, we become living stones being built together into a spiritual house. And then he becomes for us that precious stone. Well, I'll leave a moment to reflect about this, and then I'll pray. Our church vision is to win people for Christ and to build them up in Christ. Lord God, we pray that people would accept Jesus, accept that he is your Son sent into the world that we might have life, and so they might become living stones, having life in him forever. And we pray that you would build us up in our faith and build us up as your people together, as we're being built together into your spiritual house through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.